The respect and protection of human rights in Iraq remains fragile as the country continues its transition from years of conflict and violence to peace and democracy. That according to the United Nations in its most recent report on human rights in Iraq, which covers the period January 1st to June 30th, 2012. The report says violence remains of great concern, with the number of civilians killed having slightly increased compared to the same period in 2011. The report also highlighted that many ordinary Iraqi women, children, persons with disabilities, and members of ethnic and religious groups continue to face varying degrees of discrimination in the full enjoyment of their basic rights, and that many Iraqis still have limited access to basic services, including healthcare, education, and employment. The UN Special Envoy for Iraq, Mr. Martin Kobler, says respect for human rights is at the basis of any democracy, and strong action needs to be taken by the Iraqi authorities to ensure that each and every person in the country can fully enjoy his or her fundamental rights, including social and economic rights. The report, which is produced by the United Nations Assistance Mission for Iraq, UNAMI, in cooperation with the UN Office for the High Commissioner for Human Rights, noted that the government of Iraq took a number of positive steps to address certain human rights concerns, including some key legislative and institutional reforms. Don Bob, United Nations.